panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
No! 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one Sunday afternoon on Radiothon Day. And we need your support. And we, as I'll introduce in a minute, I have a fabulous guest in the studio today. Jacob, I'll introduce in a second. But first and foremost, 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in, and acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am the presenter of Out of the Pan, and have been doing so for 21 years. Out of the 50 that 3CR is on air, and we need your support today for Radiothon, and you can ring in on 613-9419-8377 and pledge your amount. To get in touch with the show for any communications, there is outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61456-751-215. Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and That's the Bottom Line. And posts on Facebook, my page, Sally Goldner AM, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. We'll deal with content notes if we need them. But we, as I say, I am joined in the studio for Radiothon by someone who's one of those, well, they're quiet in their way because they're in the background, but they can be noisy when they have to be. Jacob Thomas, welcome to the 3CR airwaves, and I believe you're no stranger to them.
That is correct, Sally, and thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, look, it's just good to have you in because, and don't be modest, you're a wealth of knowledge of our queer communities in lots of ways, and as I said, don't be modest.
I shan't be. I'll try not to.
And thank you so much for coming in, and I will ask, if it's okay to ask, which pronouns you use, if any.
Yeah, sure. They and them, exclusively.
Yeah. Well, let's cut to the chase, because you are a wealth of knowledge, and it's some, the things that you sort of generally do relate very much to bettering the lives of queer communities, and that's why we need to talk about it on 3CR and why you need to support 3CR to hear about it. Well, tell us a bit about what you do and what you're going to be doing.
Sure thing. Where to start, really? I guess, bump the mic. I'm out of practice there, but you should still donate to 3CR, so they get better guests than me. Anyway, so, fixed it. So, I have a background primarily in mental health and also prevention. I'm not a psych, but I love to critique psychology, which is what my PhD is currently in, trying to build a queer psychology for Australia. I don't know what it looks like yet, but if anyone has any ideas, you should text or call in and donate while you're at it. Wink, nudge.
Yeah.
And so, but I've been doing mental health work for about 15 years in a variety of places. I've done it locally, I've done it nationally. I've been able to advocate for gender equality and queer rights internationally as well, partially through the Commonwealth, partially in UN spaces and those big super institutional places. And now I've turned to academia, the bedrock of academia. So, and so I'm currently looking at researching a lot of queer experiences and basically really focusing on what does our queer future look like from a mental health perspective.
Which is, there's a few things in there. I mean, academia could be seen to be sort of under attack or under threat at times, allegedly, in someone's opinion, because it's been commercialised and corporatised, which is why we need independent voices like 3CR in media and
100%.
Progressive voices in academia. And if you want to support the independent voice that is 3CR, 9419 8377, 3cr.org.au/donate. So it's really good that we have people like you who are critiquing things. We were discussing off air with the driest of humour, otherwise we'd still be getting research out there on the alleged benefits of cognitive behavioural therapy, which may have exhausted its limits. That's a psychological question, which, well, we could debate that. Why wouldn't psychological cognitive behavioural therapy work, or may have limitations? Let's try to be diplomatic, said the Liberan over here, for people with, who in the queer communities generally.
Sure. I mean, I just need to be really clear is that, you know, I'm not a psychologist, and so I can't really comment too much on, you know, the practical values necessarily. But from what I can talk from my own experience, definitely, is that, you know, for as someone who's undertaken CBT multiple times, it can, I find personally, kind of fall into a bit of a, I don't know, like, depending on who's applying it and who your psych is and who your therapist might be, a bit of a, you know, it can kind of sit into this kind of heteronormative kind of expectation of what life should be. And that certain ways of thinking are, you know, good ways of thinking, and then there are unproductive ways of thinking.
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily agree with. You know, we kind of use this phrase a lot of the time, I think incorrectly, especially in, you know, TikTok spaces. But around, you know, what we call things maladaptive.
Yeah.
Right? But the brain is incredibly smart and incredibly good at keeping us here. And so when what we might morally or socially call something maladaptive, because someone's acting antisocial or partaking in a particular activity that we might not socially agree with, that can also possibly be their brain and their spirit keeping them alive and keeping them active. We might not like it, but, you know, that's still valid. It's still perfectly valuable.
Yeah,
to keep that across the board. And so I think with, and it's not just CBT, it's a lot of different processes that, you know, medicine more broadly, very well established, you know, tends to and has historically sat on, you know, the ways in which, you know, cis, het, primarily white, middle-class, well, men tend to exist throughout the world. You know, we understood that with how women's experiences of heart attacks, for example, were completely misunderstood until very recently. You know, when we do studies related on hormones and medications, for example, we tend to not have people who can menstruate because the quote-unquote control of that is unavailable through menstrual cycles, for example. And so then we create these models and these procedures and these medications that actually don't suit a large population, if not more than half the population, because they're not suitable.
Yeah,
and so the wonderful thing about research and the wonderful thing about academia, even though universities very much are under attack, and not just universities but all types of education, is that, you know, it is a wonderful space to try new things out and to adapt, to be creative and to bring different perspectives and lenses in that might not just help this particular population that we're focusing on, but also can expand outwards as well. And if I look at what does a queer psychology look like, one, I don't know, but I guarantee quite confidently, we'll see what what happens in the future. I might eat my words. But I'm hoping that that also is really useful for cishet populations as well, that there are things that people can learn from us and apply to their own lives to make their own lives better.
Absolutely. Creative, adaptive, expanding, making lives better. That is 3CR in a nutshell. 94198377 if you want to support the program. We have had some donations come in prior to the program. Alison from Preston has donated $30. Thank you, Alison, for getting us underway and getting in there and being first proverbial cab off the rank, a long-time supporter of the show and 3CR. It's good to have these, you know, it's progressive ideas, but of course, you know, and sadly, the nonsense that might exist out there in the world is that in terms of queer mental health, people would, you know, blame queer people because you're queer, not because of discrimination. I mean, that could be part of a maladaptive model as well.
Oh, completely. And I think, you know, it's one of the things that I enjoy teaching about, especially with students who, you know, want to become psychologists, is really understanding that, again, so much of what we do in Western cultures and Western practice is so individualized. And so when you look at populations and communities, you know, that already is a big challenge to understanding these very typical biomedical single-centric approaches, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we take therapeutic approaches, it is absolutely looking at discrimination, harassment, harm, and it's also looking at collective power, collective resilience, resistance. It's looking at historical elements. So it's imagining, you know, who has come before us, who has survived through this, who is here now. And then what I want to look at is that future piece of just like, if nothing got in our way, even if it's not practical, if it's not viable, but let's imagine, what could life look like?
Yep. Which is so important that we get views out there that don't get heard, that don't get perhaps mainstream attention, that, we look at resistance and historical things that might frame things. So, really, really important, and get a chance to look at how it could be better. I really love this approach. And this is, you know, so much in line with what 3CR does, because we put the ideas out there that can really question the question and give those alternatives. And we need your support to keep putting them out there in our 50th year as part of that history and keep that history going. 94198377. I think we'll just have a little quick music track. Here's something a bit fancy, maybe not. It's Emma Wall and A Dinner Jacket. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally and Jacob.
Thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Mm-hmm. 3CR celebrating 50 years.
Throughout the month of June, we're asking you to support fierce, independent and community-controlled media by making a donation to our Radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone and in the station to help keep 3CR going for another year.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au, call the station on 03 94 19 8377,
or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally and guest Jacob. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, and very much here today because it is Radiothon, and we have to raise $1,500 on Out of the Pan as part of 3CR's total target, and we need your help. We're underway, you know, we've still got to get a lot, you know, got a long, long way to go. There could be a song in that. Thanks to Liz from Reservoir, who has sent in $20. Liz, you're a superstar. And yes, we are to mention the music we've played from Dolly Parton. We played Honky Tonk Songs from the album Hungry Again. Yes, we are hungry for your donations on 3CR. And we just heard from Emma Wall, Dinner Jacket. And Go Kindly, we also heard from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting this show and this station. It is humongously appreciated. Jacob, you know, 3CR is here. You know, sort of, you know, where else do you think you might get an opportunity to discuss the sort of research that you're doing?
It's a really good question, Sally. I mean, probably very limited places, or if I do get a chance to discuss it, which has happened in the past, is that, you know, certain media companies will kind of take their own approach with it and kind of dilute the actual realities of it.
Oh.
I think what's really great about, you know, community radio and spaces very much like 3CR is that, yeah, like I've been on not just this program, but a couple of programs over multiple years. And it's just, I feel you leave feeling heard and understood. You know, it is very much the information straight from the horse's mouth. And I have been called worse things than a horse. but, you know, it's very much an opportunity to be able to speak truth, to speak openly, to speak accurately about what we are doing within our own queer research spaces, which is not exactly an opportunity that comes often. And if it does come to us, this is the least combative, which is also really nice.
Yeah. No, look, you've given me, you know, I think if you leave feeling heard and understood, bells going left, right and centre in my head. I mean, let's start with, obviously, my passion is queer issues, and we've got great queer programs on, Queering the Air this afternoon, Trans Creator Radio, In Your Face on Fridays, you know, all those sorts of things. But I think of all the people on 3CR who, you know, have programs where they can be heard and understood. Salaam Radio Show at 4 this afternoon, Eritrean Voices, you know, music types that might not get a Guernsey much or much elsewhere. You feel heard and understood, connected. You've given just, you know, 3CR in a nutshell, and it's why we need your support on 3cr.org.au/donate, and also you can ring in now and pledge 94198377 and appropriate area codes like 613 if you're outside of Victoria or outside of Australia and all that sort of thing. If you are beyond the world, I'm not sure which dialing code you use from Mars yet. And the rover might tell us, but anyway, that's another technological advance for another time. I mean, you know, let's cut to something here. I mean, the current political situation, particularly for trans around the world and in Australia, you know, not good. From your perspective, and let's, you know, research or otherwise, or as just Jacob Thomas person, You know, what do you make of it, Jacob? I mean, you know, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I can't really swear, can I?
you can in context on 3CR, because we believe in that sort of freedom.
No, it's not going to be it's not going to be emphatic. It's more going to be salacious. So I might try and refrain there. But look, it's just like, who cares if people are trans? I don't give a toss, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I say as a trans, you know, it's so tired. And it's so boring. Like, there's so many problems in the world and we're just worried about us. Like, focus on climate change, mates. Focus on, there's too many AI data centers that are just, like, stripping out natural resources at a quicker pace than the human species could. Like, there's so many problems that exist in the world. And I just think that, and so many people have said better than I ever can on why they like to focus on us. So I hope people are engaging with wonderful trans and queer voices around the world for that. But I just, like, it's just so unnecessarily, like, wasteful to focus on us as a community. Not to be rude, but it's just, like, I'm actually really boring. Like, I'm actually not that interesting. I know my research sounds really cool to some people, but I mean, like, I like staying at home and playing video games by myself and not seeing another person for days on end. It's quite nice. Someone used to try and call that depression. But, you know, it's just, I think it's self-care for me. But it's just like, I just don't care. And I mean, as a non-binary person, my partner and I, we're both non-binary, and we both looked at it from this point of, like, we don't really have, you know, again, those really, reasonable for a lot of people, but kind of, you know, not applicable for everyone, experiences of, like, we don't really experience a lot of dysphoria, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of incongruence. Yeah. But we looked at gender and we were just like, that's weird. Like, why do we dress up babies in colours to tell strangers what genitals they have? Like, that's weird to me. That's weird. Also, let the little baby boy wear the dumb flower on its head. Like, it's so fine. Like, it's just so unnecessary to focus on us. Like, when the IOC does its BS around, you know, trans and trans athletes and also athletes born with innate variations to their sex characteristics, like, they have come out and said, actually, we don't have any good rigor behind this. We actually don't have any good academic facts behind this. We just think it's important. It's like, oh, okay, so we're just anti-science as well. We're just anti all these things. We just think it's just necessary to, like, come for kids who want to play sports and, like, prevent people from, I don't know, using a bathroom. And also just reducing us down to our bodies and to our gender, as though we don't have anything else going on. As though that, you know, we aren't thankful that the fact that we have microchips the way that we do is because of a trans woman.
Indeed.
Like you don't, like, the world doesn't have shit without queer people and without trans people. Like, you know, and also some of us are brilliant and that's great. And also some are just really boring. And also some of them, whatever. And like, I just, like, I don't care. Like, it's just, I don't want to spend my time worrying about whether our community is going to live because I would like to be doing anything else. And instead, I'm pulled in, focusing all the time on, are my friends okay? Is my community okay? And it takes up time and it takes up space. Yep. And I could be doing anything else. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, where it takes up all of my energy worrying about others and myself when I want to be doing something else for the world.
Yeah.
You know, I have to call in sick some days because I'm just that depressed.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky that I have a wonderfully supportive team that I work with, multiple teams for that matter, who get it. But it's just like, I get frustrated. And, you know, I get frustrated because I'd rather be volunteering. I'd rather be, you know, meal prepping for a bunch of people who need food. I'd rather be fundraising, like what you can do with 3CR today, and donate. But it's just like, you know, there are so many other things that I wish I could be doing, but instead my time is taken up by people who just hate us for no good reason, who don't want to get to know us, who don't care about us. And I can say F off and I can say whatever until the cows come home and I turn blue in the face. But I just want to be doing anything else than worrying about transphobia.
Yep.
Anything else.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm the same. I mean, I can certainly think of enjoyable, you know, things to be doing. I'd like to spend more time focusing on, at right on 12:30, it will be the obligatory wrestling reference. I would love to spend more time focusing on professional wrestling. I would love to spend more time... Well, I wouldn't love to spend more time, but I probably do need to do some dusting and cleaning in my flat. those sorts of things. Yeah. You know, I'd almost like to spend my time watching cars rust and paint dry or something.
Yes.
But, yeah, we're forced into this. And this is why the whole situation is so ludicrous and just the complete lack of logic of it. And as you say, I mean, you know, the so-called, oh, the trans women and safety, well... With a humongous respect to those we've lost so far this year, the women and children, let's see, from cis men known to them in their own homes who have nothing to do with trans. So why are we worried about toilets? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So and you're only going to really hear this on 3CR.
And it's so ridiculous. Can we just talk toilets for 1 second? I know we keep talking about toilets, but I'm just so over toilets. But just, I'm so over throws. But I just, it's also the, it's a real call to action to allies. It's just like, if you want to call yourself an ally, do the work. We will choose if you're an ally, not the other way around. We will decide that. But sometimes it's about calling out how ludicrous some of these statements are and actually kind of like, and just noting how absurd it is. Where, like, I don't know many cases, and like, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a legal eagle. I don't know much about what I don't know. But I don't know if there's many, if any, cases that are known where a possible perpetrator of violence and harm has looked at a gender marker on a public restroom and gone, oh, can't go in there. Not for me. Better dress up first. Like, I just, like, who's doing that?
Exactly.
And if they are doing that, that's on them. It's not on us.
Exactly. Okay?
I just need to piss and poop. It's all I've got to do.
Yeah.
Just let me piss and poop in peace. Like, because also, I'm not obsessed about your genitals if you're in the bathroom. I don't really care.
Yes.
I care about your health. I care about your well-being.
Yep.
Like, if you ask for some toilet paper under the cubicle, here it is. That's absolutely fine. But otherwise, I don't care about that. And I just don't understand this weird obsession as though that's where all the awful place, all the awful things happen, as though they aren't in, oh, I don't know, Mar-a-Lago, or in, you know, certain islands, or in these, you know, high-tiered echelon spaces of the most privileged and powerful, as though that they're not doing the most awful things, and that some absolute transphobe has just become the world's first trillionaire, which is just outrageous, and the fact that all of us are actually closer to financial capacity as the owner of Amazon than we are to Musk, which is just outrageous to think about. Like, there's so many problems.
Yep.
Toilets aren't it. Access to toilets, big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem the world over. But a trans person being in the toilet doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. 3CR 9419833, 3cr.org.au/donate. The only place you're going to hear these sorts of comments said without interruption, really. And 3CR proactively standing up for transgender, diverse, non-binary people. Rebecca from Faulkner has given $51. Thank you, Rebecca, for your support of 3CR. So we're getting it underway, but we've still got a long way to go. $1,500 to get. You know, it just, it is just, it does beg a belief, some of the nonsense that gets put out there. And, you know, we just have to, you know, it's sad that we've got to keep calling it out. Yeah, there was something I wanted to touch on, allies and advocacy. I mean, we saw, you know, a couple of years ago, trans young people thrown under the bus in the sentence, and our intersex siblings thrown under the bus. We know what the problem is. What would, you know, I mean, let's go for the blue sky solution. Advocacy for trans people in so-called Australia. What would you, you know, you're the benign dictator for the day. What would you do?
Oh, my. How big this sky must be. I mean, just like... Where do you begin? I just like, I, Like, I'm struggling because it's such a yeah. It's such a big piece to really think through.
Yeah, ADHD but, coming on.
Yeah, no, not at all, not at all. We love our neurodiversities. Mm. But it's, I don't know, it's like, I do know and I don't know. For me, I just would like, I'd like some better legal protections. That would be great. I don't necessarily believe in, like, harsher penalties because I'm, like, quite anti that, you know, the police state. But it's, you know, there's, I don't know, just like, I'd love more investment in our research and our health. That would be a great start. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, just so many of our community-controlled organisations and so many of our services are either very grant-dependent, for example. So I'd like there to just be, just money would be great for our orgs to exist so that we can address what we need to. I'd like more, you know, in this immediate point, I'd love more crisis services to be fundamentally available because they're needed. They're so incredibly needed. And a lot of our organizations can't respond to that capacity and that need as well. And I'd like for those services to not have to exist. Eventually, that would be wonderful. I'd love for advocacy bodies to not have to exist. I would love for crisis services to not have to exist because we're doing fine and we're doing well. That would be lovely. But I mean, I would love some trans representation in parliament at all levels.
Yeah.
I would love for it to not be a problem. It would be pretty great as well. I'd love for our trans friends and family to, you know, not have ridiculously high rates of concern regarding mental illness and harm. That'd be superb. And for that to just disappear. I would love us to be employed. That'd be great. I'd love us to be employed at a normal, usual rate. I'd love for poverty to not to exist. I would love for racism to not exist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's just all these problems that happen in the world. They aren't just trans issues. They're very human issues. And so, you know, I know it sounds, you know, people might be listening. I'm hoping people are listening. and donating to 3CR.
94198377 3cr.org.au/donate. That's how you do it.
We didn't plan this. But the, you know, it's like I would hope that when we think about a queer future, what a queer future can look like for ourselves and for our communities, that is one that's focused on gentleness, focused on kindness, focused on love and adoration and, you know, reciprocity and means and access and support that where no one is left behind, where everyone is able to participate comfortably in the world. That would be great. You know, that would be a wonderful thing to be able to have. And, you know, and that includes everyone. No one should be left behind, trans or otherwise.
Yep, indeed. People are listening because we just got $60 in from the Fab Crew from Freedom of Species who... Thanks for all their support. Well, the feeling is mutual because Freedom of Species, who come up at 1 o'clock, do a great program as well, as do all the 100-plus programs on 3CR, saying what, you know, sort of needs to be said. And this is, again, where, you know, sort of, you know, you won't hear this anywhere else, these sort of conversations that broader society needs and our queer community needs. There was something that came up before, allies. What to you makes an ally to someone where the person does not identify with the attribute? Now, let's start with transgender, diverse, non-binary as the, we'll call it the, what do you call it, the straw case. And, you know, then extend it out from there.
Yeah.
What's what I'll call a faux ally, F-A-U-X ally?
I'm really lucky that I have just spent a semester working with third-year psychology students. Not just psychology students, but from a variety of different disciplines in one of the places that I work. And we were focusing on cultural responsiveness and psychological practice. And so this particular unit really focused on centering First Nations expertise and knowledges and voices. And I think, again, we can always continue to learn from First Nations peoples and their experiences. We're recognizing that you've got allies and then you've got accomplices. And I think one of the big things to always focus on here is that, you know, an ally might be there. And they might, you know, say the nice things, and they might, you know, help out in, you know, when the chips are down and make you feel a little bit better and a little bit safer after something bad has happened. But accomplices use their power and use their privilege to challenge the things that are happening in real time.
Yep.
And I would love, and we need more accomplices.
Yeah.
And it's not just calling things out. It is also, like, what happened to being loud and annoying? Bring it on. Absolutely. Like, I don't need, I love gentleness. Don't get me wrong. I love being gentle in my day-to-day life. But I'm also from the country. And so, like, there's this nice little fire in my belly all the time that if I see something happening, whether it's a workplace, whether it's out in the street or anything like that, I can't, like, for people who can't see me right now, it's just like, yeah, I'm 6'1", built like a brick shit house. You know, I'm white. I'm whatever male presenting means in any context. Mm-hmm. I have facial hair. And it's just like, and I'm like a capital F slur, you know, like walking, talking kind of thing, right? Anyway, but which I proudly own for myself and I wouldn't push onto others. But the thing is just like, I try and use that privilege where possible, that perceived privilege of white male, where I can, if it comes up.
Yeah.
So, because the thing is that I can't, like, keep yourself safe, obviously. I'm not saying that I'm just throwing myself into any gnarly situation. But what I want people to be able to do is to use that to be able to, you know, look down at something or to be able to say, I don't understand the joke, explain it to me, mate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was a situation just the other night where I was waiting in line at dinner. Again, I don't deserve a cookie for doing this. Like, that's the whole other point. You're not an ally or an accomplice because it makes you look good. You're doing it because it's necessary. But there was just like this group of like, I'm fairly sure gay men in front of me. Another person was walking through and they were visibly disabled, living with a disability and pretty sure they were trans anyway. And these four guys were just assuming they were guys because they're acting like it. Anyway, just very gaytriarch energy, you know what I mean? Anyway, and just love is love, but they'd made some kind of snide comment at this person as they'd walked past. Anyway, and they're all shorter than me. Anyway, and then they turned back to see if I was kind of in on the joke with them, and I just death stared them down and just sucked my teeth and just said, and just looked the other way, and they all just went, oh, okay, yeah, cool, yeah, good. And just kind of, like, fizzled out, and then they ended up leaving the line because they felt uncomfortable. Like, yeah, like, sometimes that's enough. That's all you gotta do. But, like, we're also talking about when, like, transphobic stuff and queerphobic stuff and racist stuff and ableist stuff is said in workplaces.
Yeah.
Just, like, call out Jeff if he's being a bit of a dick. Would be great. Like, I don't care if you go to HR because of that. You should. Go for it. Take the brunt so we don't have to. Would be great, right? And, like, on your question about faux allies, or I like to call them fair weather.
Yeah.
Fair weather allies is just, I wrote this for a very wonderful magazine, being Archer Magazine many years ago, is that, like, fair weather allies are the people who only rock up when it's good.
Yeah.
And when it's fun. You know,
yeah.
Like, if you're only coming to the parade, if you're only coming to the carnival and just day drinking and getting sunburnt, and that's all you're doing, I don't need you.
Yeah.
The community doesn't need you. Your friend might need you, and that's great. That's absolutely fine. But you don't get to call yourself an ally.
Yeah.
With that. Because if all you're doing is centering you into that, and you just, and don't get me wrong, go day drink, go get sunburnt, go have fun. I'm very here for that. But you're not an ally.
Yeah.
Simple as that, okay? Just because one person calls you an ally doesn't mean you are an ally. You can be their ally. That's perfectly fine. And far be it from me to police state, you know, what the difference is because ACAB. But my other favourite gender. But it's, you know, because you've got AMAB, AFAB and ACAB, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then, but the other part of this as well is just like, if that doesn't follow through when you see injustice, if you don't follow through when someone says a slur on public transport and you don't say anything back, or you don't go and comfort someone afterwards, or you don't go and check in, or you don't text stop it, or you don't do anything about it, then you're not an ally.
Yep.
Simples. You don't have to react in the moment.
Yeah.
But I just remember watching Doctor Who. And it's the Dr. Donna series. So, you know, Catherine Tate, David Tennant, Excellent. And it's just the one episode where they're in Pompeii. And spoilers, if you haven't seen it, it's quite old now, so you should have seen it. Mm-hmm. But the Doctor has to work, realizes that he has to set the volcano off in Pompeii. And yep. that, and he makes it happen in order to save the world. So it is, do I kill people in Pompeii or do I let this alien species take over the planet? And as you can tell, I've watched this many times. I bring this into my classrooms all the time and I always bring this up to students. I always bring this up in training because Donna turns to the Doctor at one point and says, I need you to save someone. Do something.
Yeah.
And that's all we're asking allies and accomplices to do. Something.
Yep.
Don't turn your back. Do not pretend when you walk past injustice that it doesn't hurt you, that you don't feel ashamed that you didn't do something, that you're embarrassed that this is your species.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, some people are doing things. We're beginning to get a bit of a run on here. Juliet from Collingwood's donated $50 and Hills from Wesley Vale 77. But we have just had 500 from Anonymous in Faulkner East. So that means we're now at $788. So we're over the hump. We're over the halfway
Yay.
Mark. So we've done a big catch up, people. So now it's to quote a Paul Kelly song, it's all downhill from here. So we need your help to get, now it's halfway done. Be an ally to 3CR and Out of the Pan, 3cr.org.au/donate. And put Out of the Pan in the description field or pledge in now. Our operators are waiting for your call, 94198377, because we need your support. We need your allyship because now it's, it's sort of we're getting over the hump. We can get there. So,
Be an accomplice. Give them your money.
That's right.
Please.
So, please on 3CR. No, absolutely so. What will we do? We'll tell you how to pay and do other things and just a couple of messages and then I'll come back and wrap up the show with Jacob on 3CR, 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally and Jacob.
Wondering how to pay your donation to 3CR Radiothon? It's easy. You can pay online at 3cr.org.au or call us any weekday with your credit card details on 03 9419 8377. You can also come into the station at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy during office hours and pay by cash or card. Or simply post your cheque or money order to PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. And be sure to tell us which program you'd like your donation to go to.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Hello, this is Leroy McQueen, and you're listening to Out of the Pan on 3CR.
AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. We are rolling here now because we've had $50 from Megan. Thanks, Megan, for keeping us rolling. We're now at $838, so well past the halfway mark. Let's finish it off. Big finish with 11 and a half minutes to go. And I've got to say it, made my debut as a referee in wrestling last night.
Ooh.
And so I'm in charge here. I'm the authority. I'm saying you donate, please. It was, enormous fun. That's the thing I'd like to be doing. If I wasn't talking trans issues, I'd just be doing more stuff in wrestling. Back to it. I mean, I really like what you said about, Doctor Who thing. That's brilliant. But, of course, it's Doctor Who. And, of course, we just heard from Leroy McQueen, who's a fabulous non-binary person, but that's like saying fabulous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, apart from your amazing academic work, you do awesome stuff when you get a chance, which you haven't had a lot of time to do lately. Now, if I've got it right, Petty Shoe?
Patty Shoe, yes.
Patty Shoe, yes.
Although I am petty, so there is also that.
Ah, puns on this show, puns and wrestling references, who'd have thunk it?
Who would have?
Yeah, which is just, you know, I mean, there's something you'd have more time to do, for starters. But, I mean, just, you know, something of great importance, you know. How is it for you doing that sort of performance? Just, you know, what happens for you when you do that?
When I'm in drag.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's just like a lot of, you know, we hear from some phenomenal drag artists, some queens and kings and thems who, you know, just, you know, say that they really feel like they come alive, that they feel really affirmed, that, you know, they just kind of lock into this character. When I grew up in the theatre, which is very shocking to hear, I'm sure.
What? Theatre?
I know. Oh, it was very novel, very different. Yes. But yeah, I always got taught that your whole point of performing is to focus on your audience.
Mm-hmm.
If your audience is having a great time, then you're doing a great job. And I, you know, so when I'm performing, I still kind of lock into just like, got to do a good job, got to make it happen. So I'm still very work oriented, which is probably the Capricorn in me. But the other, I'm very science oriented and also horoscopes and tarot. So, you know, and that's queer. And so, you know, for me, it's just like I love to host and I love to do drag story time. I love doing a fundraiser and I love doing an event where I just get to just have fun with people. And I think that's the best thing about being in drag is that you kind of get to, I get to sort of disappear a little bit. The serious me gets to disappear for a little moment. And it can just be joy for a little bit, which is very exciting.
That's what we need in queer communities. Joy as part of a queer future would be just so good.
Can I talk about that just for a real quick second? Is that all right? Like, I think, can I just on joy, like, I think people misunderstand just the point of joy. Joy keeps us alive.
Mm-hmm.
Joy gives us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And when people try and strip joy away from us, that's the danger.
Yeah.
And I think people are misunderstanding that.
Yeah.
Joy is an act of resistance in a world that tells you you shouldn't love yourself, you shouldn't be excited, you shouldn't have fun, you shouldn't be seen, you shouldn't be heard. Joy keeps us alive. And not just us as trans people, but everyone.
Yeah.
Joy is probably one of the best means of suicide prevention that we have. So may we continue to build joyous lives for ourselves and each other.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely so. Look, I think there'd be plenty of performers out there who would agree with that, and I'd like to just send... I'm going to do this a cheerio, old-fashioned one to Jack Brady, who's been on this show many times.
Love who, Jack, yes.
Yes, awesome performer and also talks about joy and how we bring comedy and sort of advocacy to activism together and all that sort of thing in a joyous, humorous way. And, got through something difficult on Friday, so it's good to see Jack bouncing back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, which is awesome. So, look, and I know they would agree with what you're saying. I can see you two on stage together.
Let me finish my marking for the semester and then we can talk.
And we'll talk turkeys or something. Absolutely. We need joy. We need resistance. We need all these things thrown in together. We need you to support 3CR's Radiothon show, particularly out of the pan. As I say, we're over halfway, so let's roll down the hill to the finish line and knock it over, people of all genders, and get that last, $600-odd. You know, we've got 800, so 600's even easier. That's mathematics. That's science, as you were saying.
Love math.
Yep, math is delicious. As a friend of mine had a great T-shirt like on that once. I wish I could get my own copy of that again. We're just about out of time though on our Radiothon show today. coming up next, Freedom of Species. Please support them. They do awesome things, talking all things animal advocacy, vegan, vegetarian. They've got animal trivia today.
Ooh.
So know your species. As the Rock would have said, know your role. Wheat, buttermilk, anyway, that sort of thing. And that was from Jim Ross. We had a double wrestling reference today because I missed a week, so we had to make up. So if you're having your benign gambling competition, it was 12:30 and about 12:54 and 40 seconds. Freedom of Species, Rotations at 2, please support them. Eclectic music, even more eclectic than 3CR because it's the eclecticness of 3CR. Queering the Air with Madison and team at 3, Salaam Radio Show at 4. Keep independent airwaves on the air in our 50th year, half century up, super effort that. And Jacob, just again, thank you for being you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling us what you need. You've given me quotes. I'm going to take one of your quotes out of the show, and I think that's virtually like a 3CR sting that I'm going to use.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Yes, we'll keep stinging because that's what we do, 3CR, celebrating 50 years. Stay loud, stay radical, and all that sort of thing. What am I going to play to take us out today? Well, this is a good question. I'm going to play a track that I found during the week in a fit of someone sent it to me, actually. It's Delilah Bon, a Canadian cis bi woman, and a track called War on Women, where she fights back. And this is just it really resonated. So we'll take it out today with Delilah Bon, and stay tuned for Freedom of Species. Thanks once again, Jacob.
Thank you.
And I'll catch you next week with talking about the show Mr. Big. And remember, I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult and stay happy. Catch you next week.
CR celebrating 50 years.
Did you enjoy listening to that podcast? 3CR is a community radio station, and you, the listener, are a part of that community. Right now, it's our radiothon. We need you to pitch in with a few dollars to keep the station going. We can't do it without you. It's easy. Head to 3cr.org.au/donate. Your donations really matter.